Good afternoon. Welcome to Radiance by Design. And that's what you are. Your radiance but is steady and strong, but maybe it isn't by design. And what does that mean? It means that my name is Veronica Entwistle, and this is a radio show dedicated to moving our energies, understanding energies, finding out what reactive energies we're radiating, making some choices about what to release and what to change so we can radiate by our own design. And what good is that? That's so that we can create the kind of connections and the kind of drama and the kind of reality that we prefer to live. So instead of being run by our subconscious and our karmic stuff and our genetic doodah and who knows what, we're trying to get in touch with it all here on Radiance by Design, change it, help it become more in alignment with these great times of change as we head to 2012. And my second show today is called Paradigm Shifters, and I'm bringing in Dr. Carl Kalaman. Dr. Kalaman has written a lot of material. I haven't got the name of his book in my hand, I'm sorry. But it's The Secrets of the Mayan Calendar and what it really means and how we can take full advantage of what all this 2012 talk is. When 2012 comes, is it like Y2K? Does everything pop? Do we have to amass food in order to make it through? Or is it actually the transformation of human consciousness, which is already going on, but culminating at that time? Who knows exactly what it is, but Carl Kalaman is a researcher who's done some absolutely stunning work around this subject. So you and I, as we listen to Radiance by Design and hopefully participate in Radiance by Design, are learning to drop inside our bodies. Today we're talking about the body. Again, we did that last week, and we got a long way, but we're going to add to that this week. We're going to drop into our bodies and learn where we hide or where we store certain reactive energies, certain dense fields and so on, so that we can actually call them up and move them along. The other thing is how your body is charged up by these reactions. You're going to change your entire charge by changing your awareness, really, of what's going on in your body mind. So, it's a call-in show. I love it when you call in. But first, we're going to do a vibrational structure, a meditation, which helps you to create kind of a vibrational space in which you can be protected from the onslaught of absolutely turbulent energies these days. And in that safe, self-created vibrational space, you can create a whole bunch, manifest a whole bunch of your reality with a lot more power and a lot more clarity and some real integrity in your visions. So what we're going to do is spend a few minutes creating our reality together in this stunning little research place that we've designed ourselves. Talk about Radiance by Design. This is a meditation center by design, and it's your very own. So let's close our eyes unless you're driving. And create our vibrational protection space. Up above your head, perhaps 2 miles, and sometimes we stretch that golden ball, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, we stretch it even farther above your head than 2 miles. And the guides say that that really increases the potency of the energy flows inside of our structures. So what we're going to do today is focus on about 2 miles above your head and create there a golden ball, and that golden ball is so radiant, it's wonderful. And then again, we're going to create a golden ball below your spine, 20 feet below your spine. And now from side to side, we're going to have, or actually in a radius, I got myself all mixed up here. I'm going too fast, so slow me down. Right now, you have a golden ball above your head, about 2 miles, and a golden ball below your spine, about 20 feet. And you're going to drop from the upper golden ball right down through your spine and into the lower golden ball, a radiant filament of light. When you do that, you can actually feel it, can't you? Good. And now around your body, perhaps 8 feet in radius, a series of these golden balls, the same radiant golden balls, a whole series of them. So you have a circle around you, 8 feet in radius, and it's just these radiant balls. Now from the upper ball, down to the radiant balls around your body. Drop a myriad of pink filaments of light. See the canopy pointing upwardly. And now from the radiant golden balls to the lower one, a bunch of strings of light again, beautiful filaments of pink light. Now inside of that structure, because you have a canopy pointing up and a canopy pointing down, inside of the structure, see an etheric crystal ball, and oh my, it's beautiful. And see the outsides of the crystal ball touch the insides of your structure. And whilst you're in the crystal ball, feel that feminine presence, that beautiful, flowing, feminine presence inside of the crystal ball. I always feel it like it's going, woo, all around me. It's like a womb, woo. What do you feel? Now, inside of that, we have the double tetrahedron. And that's a three-sided pyramid pointing upwardly and a three-sided pyramid pointing down. And the two ends of them meet. So it's kind of a diamond shape. And inside of that diamond shape, there you are. And you're going to spin this double tetrahedron. Spin and spin and spin. Spin and spin. And whilst you're spinning in your double tetrahedron, you're shifting your frequencies, and you're going to look at a magical screen in front of you upon which you will create your tiny little movies, or they can be great big movies because you're in charge and it's magic. And these are movies of what it is you want to create. And now while you're creating, you want to do some really strong feeling, sensing, and knowing what you're creating. You might be wanting to create better health, or just great health, beauty, relationship, personal consciousness growth. Maybe you have the idea of a business that you really want to create. You can just see yourself, the success of the business, serving people, counting your moolah, seeing infinite streams of resources, money, material things, whatever it is you need, spirit light. Feel the flows of love. And take a minute and put in some people who are really ill or going through crises. People you want to help get through their learning curve. You can even add some of the world situations if you like. I think we'll do another one of these light streams that sends light to places in the world that are suffering. Is there anything else you want to put on your screen right now? Let me come back out into our spinning tetrahedron. Is yours still spinning? If it isn't, let's make it spin. If it is, just step into it and make it just really enjoy a few more spins. Excellent. So now here we are. Let's bring our bodies. Each of you listening, bring your body because we're going to talk about you. And your body, what's going on with you today? Bob, who's a wonderful being, is sitting right beside me, just handed me the numbers so you can call in if you like. It's 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. And if you're listening from Canada, welcome, 888-815-9756. And if you want to call on the direct line, it's 530-876-3222. I'm looking forward to talking to you. We had such fun last week. We had callers of all kinds, and all of you are working your way through challenges, you know, meeting challenges and trying to figure out what your purpose was and what's going on. what's stuck in your body. I was just talking to someone who said she didn't know if she had time to call today, but she said that she's having headaches, crown, and third eye pain, neck pain, and nausea. As soon as she tips her head back, she feels sick. So now I'm going to take a look at her. This is for her right now. We're going to take a look and see what that's all about. Okay, so when I look at that person and her problem about her, let's see, her neck connection. Wow. Now, here's what's happening. It seems to me, you know, we're all energy beings. We're vibrational. Oh, goody, we have a caller. I'll put you on hold just for a minute while I finish this one. Or maybe I'll take it just in case it's the same person. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Vince in California.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Good. Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, just in regards to how do you work with the body, with the energies, and just trying to break old patterns and things of that nature?
Okay, it's really...
Do you see blind spots, anything like that?
What did you say? You see blind...
Anything blocks or blind spots to spiritual awareness, growth, soul evolution.
This will be fun. What's your first name again?
Vince.
Vince. All right. I'm going to write your name down. That just gives it more energy. Well, you must be working on your consciousness because you have a really nice light. But you hold an awful lot of energy in and around your, I would say, your liver, upper part of your chest and liver, mostly on the right side. Oh, no, wait a second. It's the left side. We're mirroring, I think. So it's not the liver. It's the left side of the body. And you're doing an awful lot of holding in and around your heart. You're a little bit self-protective, a little bit defensive, and that's because you're extremely sensitive. Does that make sense?
Yes.
People in this society, if you've got a really beautiful heart and you're really sensitive, you've probably got it well guarded so you don't die of a heartbreak. And I'm looking at yours, and it's not well guarded, but you've got a real tension in that part of your body. You also hold your neck in a very stiff way. Do you ride bike or something?
No.
Do you work out?
Used to, not any longer.
Okay. Well, it seems like your neck is too stiff. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And to me, it looks like it established that pattern from, you see, to me, the neck is consciousness of self. Okay, who am I? And what we do is we go through a lot of changes, and as we go through deep changes inside, very often our neck will start holding because it's trying to hold us together, but really what we want to do is have the energy move through and transform. So your consciousness of self will be changing, you understand? When I look at you, I just see somebody whose neck is held because of an effort to get fit or something, but you need to learn to wobble it or soften it or something because it's really hard, do you understand?
Yeah, it's very stiff.
And are you aware? Are you doing anything about it?
Trying to figure out what to do about it.
Okay. There's another part that we talked about, kind of a stiffness in the left side of your torso. Did you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that from... Were you in an accident?
I don't know if it's an accident or just wear and tear or...
How old are you?
44.
So you're just a kid. Okay. What I'd like to do is for several things. One is we're going to go in and see if we can find the emotional cause of it. And I would say it's a holding pattern, partly because you're very sensitive and because you've been through a lot, and you seem to be trying to keep yourself together. That's the biggest thing I see. Are your feet cold?
No, not at the moment.
Do they have sort of slow circulation?
Yeah, at times.
Yeah. Okay, so now what we're going to do is build... Well, you're interesting. We could go right through your whole body, couldn't we? What we're going to do is build a violet fire, a violet light, okay? You know the violet flame?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to send the violet flame up through the soles of your feet. We're calling in the presence. We're calling in Saint Germain and your higher beings and the ascended ones that work with you. And anybody at home, you can feel and do this as well. And we're going to send the violet flame up through the soles of your feet and have it burn and burn into your feet until your toes tingle and it burns and burns and transforms all the leftover thoughts and feelings. I'll tell you what, Vince, is you've learned to hold yourself, so there's a kind of a rigidity here which is not natural to you. your natural self is to be kind of fun and bouncy, but you've been through something, and so you're holding. So even as we do the violet flame through your feet, I see your feet wanting to open and sort of laugh and get warm, but they're still holding really hard. Can you kind of move them a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to have the violet flame move through your feet. And at home, those people that are doing this with us, feel it until it squeegees your feet and really loosens up all those old beliefs about what you can go get, how you can go somewhere or else, what kind of understanding you have. Get really simplistic when you use your body's message. And now let's shoot that violet flame up your legs and in through the base of your spine. Is your okay. Right up through the base of the spine, right up through the body. When I go back to the base of your spine with a violet flame and have it burn and burn and transform all the leftover thoughts and feelings, I want to do extra work with Vince. It doesn't hurt you at home to be doing extra work with the base of your spine either. That's your root chakra. And there you go. Now move it right up through the sacrum. And move the violet flame up through the spine. And have it fill your torso. There we go. And it burns and burns in your torso and your stomach. And then we're headed for your lungs. And have it fill your lungs. It's mostly your rib cage, Vince, that I'm concerned about. Have it fill your lungs and have it emanate into the rib cage and warm your rib cage and your heart. Fill your heart and your shoulders and have it fill your throat. There you go. And where the neck is stiff, we're having it soften back and forth like a squeegee. Feel that tension in your throat. I feel quite a strong tension in your throat area. Do you feel that?
Yes.
Okay, so swallow. Swallowing's good. I always say to people, sing, yodel, whistle, gargle. Anything that moves the throat. There you go. And now move it up into your head. What do you do for a living, Vince?
International finance business.
Oh, good. Well, guess, okay, a little bit more in your head, because your frontal lobe and your brain pattern is really too tense as well. Got to give it over, give it, just talk to it and say, okay, release yourself, there you go. There's a tension up through the frontal lobe that's bothering me a little bit. It seems to get the bridge of your nose, the lower part of your forehead, and then straight back. We're just sending the violet flame right up through. Yeah, shoot it up through the top of your head. And then we want to blast the front of your body again, the torso, in and around your heart. And I want to ask you to ask yourself issues about, you know, for people at home, if you have lung tension and heart tension, a lot of times it's about trust. You want to ask yourself questions. Do I have issues of trust? Who don't I trust? And ultimately, it always comes back to yourself. Do you trust yourself to know when you have to make changes? I don't think you do. There you go. As soon as I said that, your neck lightened a little bit. Did you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? That just means if you talk to yourself like that and little things change, it means that you've released a belief that's been stuck in your body. And if you can release it, you can really soften your energy flows. How do you feel now? Do you feel any shift at all?
Yeah, I do.
Well, good for you. That was a courageous call, and I won't stay on any longer, but I'm glad you called, and I hope that it maintains itself for you.
Thank you very much.
Email me if you feel like it, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Let me know how it goes.
I definitely will.
Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
That's an interesting call. You see how our body talks to us? It's so relevant. If you can talk to yourself, you can very often take care of aches and pains. Now, Vince, like all of us, has to work on that. His neck will probably not lighten up and never tighten up again. There's something that he does with his thinking and with his daily routine and with his personal change, you know, that he locks into the neck and into the chest. The chest is very often the area where we have courage, inspiration, flights of fancy, unconditional love, and the lungs record ancient and karmic grief, loss patterns. Have any of you ever had any loss Ha! I bet you have. So it's really good to run. Take that violet flame and run it through your body every day without a question. Or even if you're having like a traumatic time. Now, there's somebody out there who's got a really bad throat right now, and I think that she's got throat pain, and there's a pain that goes up over the head, and it's pulling on the eye. I think it's the right eye, but I could be mirroring. And that pain is like this person's got like a lump in her throat. I think it's a woman. Doesn't have to be a woman. If it's a man and you feel like that, go for it. And what it is somebody who's really had a horrible time being able to express what it is she perceives about life. She's really having an awful time expressing it because her self-judgment, her way of handling who she is in the world is a self-protective way, but she has an urge to speak what she sees. So she's having this incredible nerve tension or crunch going from the throat right up, right over the, I think it's the right eye. And boy, oh boy, it feels very, very hot and very uncomfortable. And I suspect that same person has a kind of a pain or a pressure going down the left leg. And I would say that the combined force of not being able to speak your truth because you don't have the self-esteem to cause a disruption, okay, and how it has an impact on kind of a migraine feeling and a headache and a sore eye, is also impacting a person's ability to feel supported by the feminine or the intuitive or the unseen promptings that this person gets. If you're very intuitive and you deny it, it's amazing what happens to your body. You'll get dizzy. If you're very intuitive and you try to keep grounding because you're afraid you're going to be crazy, I used to be like this when I was young. Well, I'm still young, you know, but it was before I became an intuitive. There are a lot of things that happen in the body if you're very, very intuitive and you're not doing it. You try and suppress it. You try to become appropriate or third dimensional and so on, and you can get a pain in your chest of deep grief and disappointment. You can get dizziness. Somebody who's listening to me, as I said, you're very intuitive, but you're not doing it. There's a huge pain in the chest that came up, like a heartbreak. It's almost like your spirit saying, oh, wow, I have all this going on, and I don't dare let it out. And now my chest is really sore, and my feet are really sore, and my, just hang on a sec, the back of my shoulders are really sore. And that's all about not being able to reveal the truth as I perceive it, not even letting myself have that. Very often under those circumstances, the person gets dizzy. And that's, the head is like, if those things happen to you, it's a really good idea to do the violet flame, keep running it through your body and running it through your body, and do some clearing, do some breathing, maybe even, I always say my Cliff Notes breathing technique, which is kind of cheating, you know, pranayama is so powerful, and this is a very shortened version of pranayama, is to use 2 minutes of rapid panting through the nose, like that, like this. Put your timer on for 2 minutes, and just so you have all this resistance to your intuitive self coming up, it causes all those congestions in the body. All that, great, we have a caller, I'll talk to you in just a minute, I'll just finish this. We have all those congestions in the body, and when you do your violet flame and then you add that breathing, you start getting very clear, almost like this really peculiar, airy clarity in your brain. And then as you sit still, you will find that your intuition will increase because the densities that block it and the discussions you have with yourself that block it get to be moved aside for a while. Good afternoon or good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. It's Vicki.
It's who?
It's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. I wanted to read your stuff here. Did you hear me?
I did. And then I got back to cooking, and now I'm back.
Are you cooking for us all tonight?
I'm done cooking. I made chili relleno.
Oh, well, I'll have one, please.
Yeah, they're very good. Very hot. They were good.
Great.
Nothing like breaking into a sweat.
So now how are you feeling? So you're having headaches?
Uh-huh, and when I do... I thought it was a corset around me that was causing it. It was like my belly was pulling on my frontal lobe.
Hmm.
And then so I tried unhooking it, and I realized, oh, an old container.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I go to focus on my third eye, you know, or even take my eyes up a little to activate my vision,
mm-hmm.
I get nauseous and headaches come in.
Well, it's very interesting that the guides are saying, and everybody at home, you know, something I didn't say over the last couple of callers is wrap yourself in light. Everybody at home, so we don't take each other's stuff on. I want you to wrap yourself in light, Vicki, and I'm doing the same thing, getting Bob to do the same thing. And I'd like you to focus. The guides immediately say, focus on the base of your spine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's really interesting because the way Vicki's talking about it, it's all up in her head, and yet the guides show immediately that it's like there are these, if they were strings of energy, and they're tied right at the base of your spine. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I feel a pull.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's get right into the base of your spine. And probably everybody listening knows about the chakras, which are energy centers. And the base of the spine is, of course, your relationship to being an animal or money or the material relation, your relationship to Mother Earth and material world and your tribe and your inherited, here it is, your inherited stuff. And I feel like here it's your relationship to all of your kind of karmic energy.
Oh, goody.
It's a good thing for you. See, now feel your arms. As soon as we go to the base of your spine, what happens to your arms?
They aren't even any arms.
Ah, gone arms. Okay. Let's drop back into the base of the spine again. I'm just doing it the way the guides tell me, which is drop into the base of your spine. And normally I say to people, drop into the perineum, but they're saying not the perineum. You need to go to the base of your spine. Because this is a real root chakra issue. And it has a lot to do with many lifetimes of not really being allowed to present your own truth.
Right.
Interesting, we were talking about somebody who has a fear of their intuitive. Well, you sort of do too.
Yes.
But it looks, and you also are just screaming for it. I want it, I want it, I want it. Right?
Right, right.
And what they're saying is that you've had so much very powerful use of it in your soul history and a lot of being killed over it in your soul history. And there's something about coming from other galaxies in your soul history that talks, there it goes, that lightened up. Did you feel that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that the corroboration of what we're saying is that it's something to do with you coming from other solar systems, other galaxies, and what you brought with you. You came driving into this galaxy or this solar system, didn't you, with a whole lot of an agenda, girl. Do you believe that?
Oh, bless my spirit.
It's like so many of us said, okay, I'm just gonna finish everything this time. I'm just gonna take on every single thing I can, right?
I know. It was like last week, I think I got really, really angry. And I think I was working with my chakra, my base one, and my jaw, because my jaw locked up, so I thought there might be some anger there. And what came out was that I was really pissed off at God for lying to me, and because I came in with, like, I thought I ought to know, and then I get here, and it's, like, not what I was told it was going to be like.
So what were you told it was going to be like?
Well, I thought it would be easier. You know, for some reason, I guess, that's why I brought in so much with me or something. It's kind of like, you know, being promised a gold watch, and it turns out to be plastic.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting is I think that what you're doing, I don't know this for sure, everybody, you have to find your own truth, really. But we intuitives can give you some pretty strong indications of what we're shown.
So my question is that if I'm bringing, because a lot of times I'll tune into my body, because my body has always talked to me, but I don't always get what the message is on what the belief is, so I don't even know what I'm bringing in from other galaxies to know how to even become conscious of it. And it makes me, right now, I just, like, my solar plexus and my belly's going,
what do you think of the word limitation? Why do you think we got limited? Like, what is it all about on planet Earth?
Yeah, that's my question.
But, you know, it's here. We're here to be creative, right?
Right.
And so you have a lot of beliefs and a lot of old reactions that limit you. You also have created. Vicky's created an amazing talent, or she's freed up in herself an amazing healing talent. But it's sort of interesting because when I look at it, they show it almost like a not strings going to other planets that you were in other galaxies, and coming to you here. So you're in this lifetime, you're going to get your gold watch by getting off the planet. I don't mean by dumping your life right now. I mean,
right.
When you get off, you look like you will have combined the forces of all those things that you learned from all these different planets in order to begin again. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so it's like a whole bunch of strings of energy that are tied in strange places in you. I've never seen it quite like this. So you didn't get ripped off, Dolan.
Yeah, I kind of worked through that anger going, now, Vicky, there's no victims here, you know. And I just, you know, I just had to find that I wasn't separate, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That you what? You weren't separate?
The healing of the separation.
Mm-hmm.
I was working on that also and just busy.
Well, it's sort of interesting because what have we created? What have we created in other lives?
Separation.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like you just have a whole bunch of things that you're finishing off and forgiving.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to know what it's all about.
Yeah, I get, okay. Because I kind of get wrapped up in that, trying to, like, if I don't know it, then I can't release it. And
that isn't so at all, but what I do see here is that the energy that was pulling into the base of your spine is now starting to get soft and jelly-ish, so I think we can move that through.
Yeah, and I feel the base of my spine's getting hotter.
Good. It's probably melting this thing, so it looks like jelly. Right?
Right.
Okay, so, and how's your head? I'm going to drop into the base of your spine, and everybody at home do the same thing. Move your attention into the base of your spine. Always call in the presence of your higher, of your guides and angels and your higher selves. Let's move into the base of our spine. And with you, Vicky, I'm sending some energy from the base of your spine. It seems to be going in straps up the side. It's really interesting. And it's going right up to the top of your head. Where does yours go, people at home? We go into the base of your spine. The energy starts to move. And where does it move to? And pay attention, because it'll tell you a lot about what you came, your tribal information, your genetic memory, your cellular base history, base animal instincts, too. So it's your kind of guttural stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, Vicky, I think it's our wild creativity.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anybody else say that, but that's what my guides show me quite often, is somewhere in the middle of that chaos is our potential for creation.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to just blast through it, you know that?
Well, there's always hope.
Ah! Well, what does it feel like right now? Is it exactly the same?
No, it feels better, actually.
Okay, because we can't stay on long enough to do the whole
thing.
Right,
and I understand that. I'll just keep working with it. I've been using the structures, and I love the structures.
Good.
I have a question about the structures, though.
Please.
You know, the outside structure?
Mm-hmm.
Do you spin that one also, or just the tetrahedron?
I don't spin the outside ones, but I'm sure you can.
Okay.
Why don't you try it?
I will.
Yeah, I think it's really fun to do that.
Okay.
That we have different shapes that we use. I told you that too, right?
Yes, and I also have been using the star.
Good.
But when I do that, what happens is it just brings it up, and my crown hurts really bad, like being jammed.
Uh-huh.
Or opening, one or the other, I don't know. And so it's like, do I go up or do I go down?
You know, I don't ever think that way. I just spin it like mad.
Uh-huh.
Because the thing is when you spin things, the frequencies go up, don't they?
Right. So
what Vicky's talking about is we talked about the double tetrahedron and we got in it and we spun it. But a lot of you are aware of that there's a star tetrahedron which takes those two pyramids, the one pointing up and the one pointing down, and if they could jam through a little bit so that the upper one enters the lower base about a third of the way in, then you've got yourself points sticking out. You probably have to see the picture. Look up star tetrahedron. But then when you go into that structure and you spin it, it actually helps you move dimensions. It really works more with the dimensional stuff.
Yeah.
And I love doing it. Now, what the guides are saying, as you were talking about it, is to put the base of your spine into that star tetrahedron. It's going to move
okay.
more of the energy.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does.
And have fun with that, because, again, we talked about your root chakra. They were talking about how experiences from other galaxies and this lifetime and many other lifetimes, plus your cellular input, your genetic input, and all that doodah is all coming together in that point that was really looking pretty clotted up a while back.
Yeah, and if I look at it at, from another point of view, from a, you know, probably a 3D, I'd go, well, that's a lot of information for my brain to warp through.
And I wouldn't even work it through.
Yeah.
Because remember, change the energy, change the reality.
Exactly.
And the tetrahedrons, the double tetrahedron, the star tetrahedron, and I'm sure there's many, many other structures, are great tools for shifting all that.
Uh-huh.
And I think your head feels a bit better right now.
It does. I felt something move off. My back is still a little tight, but I'll keep working on it.
And your heart chakra is really tight.
Yeah, well, it's scared.
Boo!
You're
always good. When you laugh, you do. You know that people at home, you should tell each other goofy jokes because it really does shift, especially the heart.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
It does. It does. And yeah. So thanks for the boo.
Thanks for your call. We'll do that again on Halloween.
Okay.
Bye, Vicki.
Bye-bye.
That was fun, but that's really intense because the kind of energy that she's going through is the bringing up, the evoking of patterns that have come into us from reactions from all over the place. And then as we unlimit, as we move through our limitations, there's usually resistance. So, for example, if you're really trying to deal with your mother, let's do, let's see what kind of exercise we'll do. I often drop back in and ask everybody, or my guides taught me, to do this kind of exercise where we wrap ourselves in light. You can even just use a circle of light around your body if you want. Call in the presence of your guides and angels and higher selves. And then relax for a minute, knowing you're so surrounded by absolutely loving beings. And now let's call up in your body mind all the energy that comes from your soul contract with your mom. Yeah. And exaggerate it. Now, it doesn't matter if you've got the best mom in the whole universe. Is you always have some things to separate from with your mom, always. So, because, you know, we take on our mother's thoughts and feelings, we take on her emotional reactions and so on when we're in the womb, for starters. So as you call up all the energy that comes from your soul contract with your mom, know where it is in your body. Is it in the belly? Is it in the womb? Is it in your earlobe? Pay attention and exaggerate it. And exaggerate it. Now, really, it's important to know exactly where it is because you're going to bring this up in your awareness over and over again. Now, let's ask for help as we command total release of that energy now. Total release of the mother energy now. Feel it fluffing off your body like a snake skin. Or stepping. Sometimes it feels like she's just stepping out of your body. Gosh, I've got a lot of it today. Wow. That's fascinating to me. So that means to me that I have quite a bit of the impact between my mother and I going on in my life right now, today. I didn't realize that. Now I know. And again, we just clear one more time, command total release. And then add this little bit, which is the spiraling, cyclonic, golden light. I call it the light gargle. And then swish that light through your body, right through your whole body, and feel it touching all those places that you can feel your mother energy in, whether it's your feet or your nose or your earlobe or the back of your head, yeah, the chest. It might be how you love, how you form yourself. Now, if you have a baby, a lot of you have had babies, haven't you? If you have a little woodsy character, a tiny one, it would be a really nice idea, wouldn't it, to clear your energy from this child really regularly so the child doesn't have to process your issue. Because remember, the old way of being a tribe is we ran the lineage, didn't we? It's very interesting. We ran all the stuff that was passed down through the cells, through the lineage, through cellular lineage, through our tribe. But, you know, if you want to authenticate in this time, in this place where we've got this enormous collective soup that runs through our brains, plus we've got our genetics that runs through our bodies and so on, energetically you can actually separate yourself from that stuff even just long enough to get glimpses of your own authenticity. And to give your children the opportunity to do that at a young age, that's great before it gets far too complicated for them. But, of course, we saw Vicky's energy, and Vicky's brought with her a pile of complications from her other lives. So your kids probably have those, too. All right. Let's see. Next, we're going to talk about... First of all, I'll tell you the numbers again, 877-876-5227. That's from the U.S. Then from Canada, it's 888-815-9756 from Canada. I think I've got a couple of listeners going on up there. And then our direct line is 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. What we're talking about today is the body, and I'm going to talk to several people that are out there that are not calling in, I'm going to talk about what I see in your body right now and see if we can do some energy clearing. Let's see. Now, first person that comes forward is, I think it's a man, I'm not sure. Doesn't matter what sex you are anyway. What I'm seeing is somebody who's got a really terrible headache. And the headache is right in the frontal lobe. The frontal lobe is how we want to create our reality, if we want to get things done, if we want to move forward in a kind of an ambitious, strong way and be really inspired, you want to do it from the frontal lobe. And it seems like this one has a really big pain there. And I think it's a male, and he's had this... Oh, I see. Okay, so this pain in the front of his head... He's had, it's connected, it's very connected with energy running up and down his spine. It's not really right to the spine, it's kind of in the torso. And he's had a lot of problems ever since he was a little guy with his own identity. It's a lot of ambition, he's really brilliant, he wants to go forward, he's very creative, he wants to do it his way. But somewhere deep down he's got that indecision about whether he's allowed to. Still he's driven, he goes forward and he does it. It's like... Way down deep inside, there's an argument that he goes through all the time. And that argument dissipates a lot of his energy. If you're relating to this, now for anybody at home, even if you don't have a headache and you don't have the same paradigm as this fellow has, let's drop into our bodies and pull up some kind of indecision in there. Say you want to get a book written. Say you want to go to school. Say you want to ask somebody to marry you. Say you want to build a house or start a business, but you got this indecision going. And it's not about just little things, but it probably is there for little things as well, but it's for big things. And you might be going ahead and doing it, but there's still this kind of nagging indecision. If anything, you all have some of that somewhere for some reason. So let's call that up and feel it. Let's call up. There you go. I'm going to do this, but maybe I shouldn't, all at the same time. And where is it in your body? Our sample guy, he had it right in his frontal lobe, and he also has it in the lower belly, but it's coming straight down through the spine. Now I see someone else has got it right in the stomach, and I think that person... Have you ever had an ulcer? Oh, my goodness. Somebody's got it just chewing up their stomach. Just chewing it up. I can see it kind of bubbling and burning. Someone else has got it kind of like a grief. So you'll say to them, wow, your whole life is amazing. But inside, that person's feeling kind of a grief. Going, huh, what is it going to take to please you? But it's an unconscious or a subconscious indecision, nagging. This isn't the way I'm supposed to be. This isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't think that that nagging is necessarily a guide to the truth. It means that, what I mean by that is maybe you're doing just the right thing. Maybe the indecision is coming from some kind of adaptation as a little kid or the young person where you were taught something and you're going to go against that. It isn't necessarily wrong to go against it, is it? But it might leave an old program inside of you that says, oh golly, you have to do it this way or you're not a good boy, you have to do it this way or you're not a good girl. Remember, for the last few weeks or for the last few months, we've talked a lot about the inner child and the inner adolescent. And if that's the case, just a sec here, I'm looking at these people, almost like I see a little gathering of you around. Almost in every case, I could say, if you talk to your inner child right now, let's go in there and say, why are you indecisive? What are you worried about? Yeah, you might get some really funny answers. Are any of you getting any peculiar answers like, my dad's not going to like it. Hey, but you're 50 years old. My mom's going to be upset. We don't do it this way in our family. I could be wrong, and then I won't be a good person. Get all of those kinds of energies up. They're just energies. Those are the energies, the words that go with the energies of reaction. Let's see here. Now we're going to go in and call up our indecision one more time. You've asked the question. You said, what is it? What's going on? What does my inner child say? Yeah. Let's bring in your guides and angels. And ask for help if you command total release of that indecision now. Total release. Now you need to swish it out again. Total release of that indecision. Now let's take our light gargle and swish out your body one more time. Swish, swish, swish. And then I'm going back to my friend who had the headache. I said that he had a headache, and it went right down to his spine. His headache is lighter. It's still there. So we're going to do one more exercise on that, but his headache is lighter. And some of the tension that was going right down his spine is a lot different. There's a lot more clarity there, not as much push-pull. It's hard to explain when you see energy because it's kind of got its own reality. But there was a push-pull in his energy that was running all down the spine. And that part seems to have dissipated really nicely. So I think what we're going to do now, we'll get everybody to do this. I like to rub my hands together because, you know, when those of you who have studied energy, you know that if you rub your hands together, you can play like a taffy pull where you extend the warm energy from hand to hand by bringing your hands close and pulling them apart, bringing them close and pulling them apart. And you can build up warm energy when you do that. And then you can place that energy anywhere you want, like on the side of your head or, in this guy's case, on his frontal lobe. But where I want to put it is right at the base of his spine, too, and at the perineum, which is the bottom of the torso. And we're going to send gold light all the way up through the spine and right up into his head. Very often when you have a headache, for example, very often the place to go to right away is the bottom of the body, whether it's the perineum or the base of your spine. It's the most interesting thing. Very often, okay, just a second, I'm just going to make sure this guy's unhooked. Yep. I can feel his head sort of buzzing now, and then things are starting to get way lighter. And that's because, energetically, what we did was we worked to unhook something deep in his subconscious that was buried, stored into his body. You know, he has a big gift, which is he's got a really great brain. And when he wants to go ahead, if he can unhook that indecision part, what his brain is going to do is just take off. He's going to feel like he released a whole bunch of tethers to a lower consciousness. Because that's what happens to us. When you release energies, and the guides say, if you want to create, 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 the first job is clear, clear, clear. 95% of our life is about clearing. And doing this kind of energy stuff is about clearing. Actually, also doing this kind of energy stuff is really helpful because you get to know, what's going on in your body. You get to study your own body, and you learn a lot about how you hold energy, where you hold it, where you store it, how to release it, and how to grow into a freer place. So, for example, when people are accustomed to, for the, those of you who have heart problems, for example, you want to drop into your belly and make sure that you're never constipated. You want to drop into your belly and make sure that you're releasing all kinds of subconscious energy and everybody else's influence, because that's where a lot of the heart stuff really starts, from my perspective, from the energy perspective. It's really interesting, isn't it? So some of the gifts of just following where you've got congestion are actually to release not only pain and limitation, but to release you to the greater part of your creativity. We only have a few minutes left, so I just want to say, next week, I don't know what we're going to talk about. This is Radiance by Design, and I'd really like you to tune in next week and call in. And then over the next hour, I'm going to have Carl Kalaman. We keep talking about clearing up our radiance, clearing up our history. We're all kind of running and getting fit and so on. What are we getting ready for? I don't know. But people like Carl Kalaman have done incredible studies about 2012. 2012 is supposed to be a big turning point time in the history of our world. And we all know that the paradigm shift is going on. And that's why I call my next show Paradigm Shifters. These are people that have a lot to do with helping us adjust to the rapid changes going on in our consciousness at this time. What's going to happen to the world in 2012? Is it another Y2K thing? Are we going to notice any different? Is it going to be better than it is right now, or it's the big life and death and war thing and shortage of water and global warming and all that? What's going to happen? Does that mean that everything's going to come to a point and we don't have any food and water? Or does it mean that we're going to create our reality and create so much food and water that we'll all be in bliss and happy? Yeah, what's going on? He's going to tell us a lot about the cycles in the universe and on the earth, the way the Mayans talked about their calendar and why they say it ends in December 21st, 2011, and what's going to happen after that. So it should be very interesting, so stay tuned. And I'm going to be on the show with Jackie Salvitti at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. We're going to discuss having talked to Jim Sparks, who went off with aliens for 20 years. He went to repeated alien expeditions and talked a lot about that. And actually, his consciousness has been shifted radically as a result. It's been very interesting. So we're going to talk about that from 8 to 9 Thursday night here on BBS Radio. And I will be back with Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle. If you want a session with me, I love to do sessions, and that's the session of going in and finding out what your journey is all about in this lifetime. What kind of stuff can we clear in you? What is it you want to accomplish, and what's in the way? How are you with relationships, and how can we help you soothe the savage breast, and so on? You can email me, Veronica, at Veronica Entwistle, E-N-T-W-I-S-T-L-E, no H in Entwistle, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle. And I guess we'll take our five-minute break, and we will return with Paradigm Shifter, Dr. Carl Kalaman, in 5 minutes' time. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you for your calls. Thank you for shifting your energy, because know what? That really has a huge impact on the collective. The freer we are inside of ourselves, the greater is the consciousness of the entire collective. Much love and many blessings.